Welcome to the Warp Drive. This is Zach here. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. This is a bonus episode, post-season finale. So if you are listening to this and you have not listened to the Lick Boy doubleheader, please head over there and listen to that first. This is going to be a continuation on the betrayal at the House on the Hill. But this time, I'll be playing with some different people. Today, I have Jake Yetsky.
Hello.
Brandon Sams.
Hi there.
And Connor Wood.
I'm back.
Connor was on our Call to Adventure series, right?
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun, a really good game. We might revisit it sometime, but it's good to see him back. And Brandon and Jake are new to this.
That's right. We're newbies.
So I hope you hope you enjoy it and have a good time. But I'd like you to listen to the Lick Boy one first, because we're going to skip. This is going to be a pretty pro-level speed, I think. Hopefully it's going to pace out where you know all the rules. It's going to be great. we have different characters. We're gonna go as we play. We'll find out who the characters are. Connor's gonna go first. Connor, walk us through your character.
Hello. I'm going first because my character's birthday is closest to today. Going forward, I'm Ox Bellows. My starting stats: speed 4, might 5, sanity 3, knowledge 3.
Cool. And you get to go first. So your speed is.
My speed is 4.
4. So you can move up to 4. Discovering a new room, whatever you'd like to do.
I'm going to go ahead and just discover this room right off the bat. And it's the Mystic Elevator.
Of course it is.
Oh, no.
We didn't have the Mystic Elevator in the Lick Boy game, but it's a special tile, one of its kind. All the rooms are one of their kind, so I guess that's not
relevant.
Right, yeah.
But this is more special than the others.
So basically with the Mystic Elevator, once per turn you roll 2 dice and move the Mystic Elevator room to any open door on whatever floor the result of your dice decide. So Connor, why don't you would you like to do this? You don't have to.
No, I'm not gonna do that right now. Okay. I'm instead gonna go the opposite direction.
Cool.
And I open the game room. There's an event.
Sweet.
Alright. Locked safe. Behind a portrait is a wall safe. It is trapped, of course. Put the safe token in this room. Once during an explorer's turn, that explorer can attempt a knowledge roll to open the safe. I may as well try to open it. Knowledge of 3. Okay, that doesn't count. Oh my god, I got it!
You rolled a 6?
I rolled a 6 and I needed 5. Draw 2 item cards and remove the safe token.
Alright.
What are the
odds? I'm so upset that you got the Mystic Elevator and the safe.
Alright, we're starting off strong. First off, I got the puzzle box. It says there must be a way to open it. Once during my turn, I can attempt a knowledge roll to open the box. I need to get a 6+ in order to open it, and a 0-5, nothing really happens. Up next, I got the angel feather, a perfect feather fluttering in your hand. I can attempt a roll of any kind and call out a number from 0 to 8. Use that number instead of rolling the dice. Discard this item after use.
Feather showed up in the Lick Boy game. That's a really good card. I've never seen a puzzle box before.
The puzzle box, if you roll a 6+ with knowledge, you get to draw 2 item cards and discard the puzzle box.
Do us a favor and do that next turn.
Two more items, baby! Here we go.
I swear to God, if Connor's the traitor.
Yeah, you already got a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Pretty
right on our best turn.
Oh, I'm going crazy over here.
It's the best first turn I've ever seen.
I'm going sicko mode on you guys.
Okay, well, going over to me. My character's name is Brandon Jaspers, age 12, height, if you guys care. 5'1", I weigh 109 pounds, ooh la la.
That's
not my hobbies include computers, camping, and hockey, which is actually kind of me.
Yeah, Zach.
And we're going to jump into it. So I'm at the entrance hall, and my speed is 4, my might is 4, sanity 4, knowledge 3, pretty all-around decent character.
Zach is also 5'1".
That is very not true.
And 109 pounds. Yeah. And 12 years old.
Yeah. I'll do some fun with the Mystic Elevator. I'm gonna move into it. I'm gonna roll the 2 dice.
Basement.
Let's hope. 2 would be
the same floor.
Ground floor. Any open door. I'll block one end of the game room just so.
Oh, come on.
I'll do this one so I can narrow in where Connor might be going. Okay. So that's
all right. Traitor.
Let's see.
It's
a smart
decision.
I moved one space. I interacted with Mystic Elevator. I have 3 more movement. I'm going to move into the game room and move to the left, ground floor tile. Let's see. Dusty hallway, nothing there. I'll go again. So I've moved 1, 2, 3. This is my last movement. I'll go back over here. It's the organ room.
Ooh.
The organ room is an event card. Brandon, could you pass me an event card?
Of course.
Let's see what I got. It's called The Lost One. A woman wearing a Civil War dress beckons to you. You fall into a trance.
Ooh.
I must attempt a knowledge roll. If the result is 5 or more, I break out of the trance and gain 1 knowledge. Otherwise, roll 3 dice to see where the lost one leads you. So my knowledge is 3. It's not. It's terrible, actually. Let's see what I get. I failed the knowledge roll, so I gotta roll 3 dice and see where the lost one leads me.
Basement landing.
3 would be draw room tiles until you find an upper floor room. If this card requires you to draw a room tile for a specific floor, put that tile in the house and put your explorer there. If you reach the end of the stack without drawing, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I got an upper floor tile. I instantly go up to the upper landing where the upper floor is, and I landed in the locked room. That's not very good.
I hate this room.
Oh, last time we played?
Last time Jake and I played this, the locked room killed us.
Get us some
although
lock.
You were the traitor, so it killed you.
It killed me.
Yes.
Pull out some lock tiles.
Previously, we screwed with Connor so much.
so in the
this
locked
was not on Lickboy. This was a this yes. was a personal game.
Personal yeah. game.
In the locked room, I put a lock token on every door. There's 3, and I have to do a knowledge roll of 3 or higher to attempt to remove a lock.
Just 3 locks, correct?
Just 3.
I just realized I said Lickboy. I meant Warp Drive. My bad.
But, the Lickboy podcast.
The Lickboy podcast.
It's the same thing. but that's another event, so I'll take another event card. Such a long turn, I apologize. Drip, drip, drip. A rhythmic sound that needles at your brain.
Oh, no.
Put the drip.
Grab that back again.
Oh, God. Okay, the drip token is now in this room. Each explorer rolls 1 fewer die, minimum of 1, on all trait rolls while in this room. Well, that works out perfectly, because I have to do knowledge rolls to try to get out of this locked room. So I'm screwed. So now, my knowledge is 3, but I'll be only rolling a 2 dice.
Stupid kid.
Oh my god. I got screwed! That's awful. Okay.
Stupid kid.
Well, that's I'm pretty dumb. That's your turn, Magic.
Alright, I will be playing as Father Reinhardt. He is 62 years old. He enjoys fencing and gardening. He has a speed of 3, a might of 2, a knowledge of 4, and a sanity of 6. So I will go to... It is a very good character. I will go to the game room, and then...
That's
not
a door.
Is that a door? No, that's a window. Into the dusty hallway, and then discover a new ground floor room. I discovered the gardens.
Perfect
which
for
has
you.
An event. Yes, because I love gardening so much. So much that lights out. Lights out is my event card. Your flashlight goes out. Don't worry. Someone else has batteries. Keep this card. You can move only one space each turn until you end your turn in the same room as another explorer. Great. That's so exciting. At the end of that turn, discard this card. Then you can move normally again. Shut up, Connor.
This is actually pretty crazy. Like, this is probably some of the best aspects of this game. Like the most the things I remember the most. Like locked room is huge.
Yes.
Mystic elevator is huge. And now this
lights
card
out
lights out.
Is huge.
It's like betrayal staples. This is
just
like classic betrayal.
This
game
is a
right
classic
here.
Game.
Sorry.
Hot number one.
So funny.
Keep going. What does it say?
Yep. That was it. This is okay. Just special conditions that I don't meet any of.
So you can only move one space until you land.
That is correct.
Okay. Cool. That'd be your turn, right?
I'm screwed.
Brandon, you're
my
up.
Turn. All right. I'm playing as Missy DeBoard. I'm a 9-year-old, 4'2". I weigh 62 pounds, and my hobbies are swimming and medicine, which is a weird hobby for a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Swimming and
medicine. We have medicine. To make an incision.
My might is 3, my sanity is 2, knowledge is 4, and speed is 5. All right.
So you have 5 movement.
5 movement.
Yeah, so we have a ton of rooms already discovered in this area, but you could decide to go a completely different direction.
Yes, yeah, right. So you could go upstairs, or you could go to either side.
Yeah, where okay. do you want to go?
You could even go all the way up to the roof, if you'd like.
Oh, that would be fun, but I'm not going to do that, because that seems stupid. All right.
It's scary up there.
There's ghosts.
They actually have really good item cards.
Either of these
the
would
roof.
Be a good options.
Yeah, I'm going to discover a new room.
Okay, so you landed in the Ooh, menagerie.
Dumb waiter.
Once per game, if you end your turn here, put your explorer token here and gain 1 physical trait. So once you, real quick, you got to do an event first.
Oh,
but
right.
after the event, at the end of your turn, you'll get to gain a physical trait.
Night view. You see a vision of a ghostly couple walking to the ground, silently strolling in their wedding vest. You must attempt a knowledge roll. Plus 5, you recognize the ghosts as former inhabitants of the house.
Oh, here, let's do the roll first and we'll find out what you got. Yeah. So what's your character's knowledge stat?
It's 4.
So you get 4 dice.
Alright.
Roll them and then we'll see what you get. You got 3. So what's a 3 on there?
You pull back in horror, unable to watch.
Anything else?
That's it.
So it was no effect. Yeah. Sweet, so that gets discarded. And now you do get to put down one of your character tokens on the menagerie and go up a physical trait. So either might or speed, your choice, you get to spin the dial so you go up a number.
Oh.
Or it may stay the same. It's different for every character.
It stayed the same.
Stay the same. Oh, that's fine.
Oh.
So this room, Brandon, it also has a dumbwaiter, which are basically these like tiny elevators in the house. You can use a dumbwaiter to go up and down between floors, but there has to be a dumbwaiter that you are going to. This is the only dumbwaiter, so right now it's not worth anything. You gotta wait till there's more show up. Mm-hmm. Right, Jake? Do you think?
I believe so. I'm just double-checking because I'm not sure if that was a specific card or if that was the rule that dumbwaiters either do that or they lead to the landings.
Oh, okay.
That might just be the rope, though.
I think it is the rope, but you double check.
That's the landing. So the dumbwaiter, you can move from the room that the dumbwaiter is in to the landing, either one floor up or one floor down, assuming such a floor exists, by spending one additional space of movement.
Oh, so I was wrong. Oops. Yeah. Well, we used that incorrectly.
All right.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's the end of your turn, Brandon.
All right.
So okay. My turn. Jake, I'm actually going to help you out.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm going to go this way. That way I'm still only moving one room. I open the study.
Ooh.
I'm going to put that this way. And an omen, of course. What's the thing in there?
Once per game,
if you turn out here, put your explorer token here and gain a mental trait.
Mental trait. Yeah. Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and go up knowledge. Is this up? Yes, it is.
I stay at 3, which is unfortunate because I want to open that puzzle box. All right. Spirit board. I got a Luigi board. A board with letters and numbers to call the dead.
A Luigi
board.
Did you say Luigi board?
Yes.
It's a video. I don't know if you've seen the Pregananant video, but that's by the same person as the Pregananant video.
Really?
Yes, reading different comments of pronunciations of Ouija board.
Oh, that's funny. Before you move during your turn, you can look at the top tile of the room stack. If you use the spirit board after the haunt has been revealed, the traitor can move any number of monsters one space closer to you. If you are the traitor, you don't have to move those monsters. If there is no traitor, all monsters move one space closer to you. Make a haunt roll now.
Okay, so this is our first haunt roll. So you roll 6 dice. You got to get a 1 or more for the haunt not to start now.
And all zeros, we're safe. Okay.
It's not all zeros.
I'm also going to make my knowledge roll now to see if I can open this puzzle box. I need to get a perfect roll for this. Oh my god.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh, shoot.
But I almost did. Statistically.
Well, that's the end of your turn. Back to Brandon Jasper's in the locked room. To open one of these locks, I have to do a knowledge roll and get 3 or higher. With the drip in there, I have to roll 1 fewer die. So I get 2 dice, and I'm trying to open a lock. Let's open this one. And I got to get 3 or higher. I failed.
Oh, my gosh.
That is my turn.
Can you only do that for 1 lock each turn?
You
can try to open one of these 2 rooms and see if you can get out of there.
To enter or exit through a locked door, attempt a knowledge roll of 3 or higher to remove the lock. I just assume that you only get 1 attempt, because how would your turn end if you could just permit, like, forever?
That would
be
logical.
I think what we did was you could go through each lock 1 time.
You think?
You could choose which lock you were doing, and if you failed that roll, you could move on to another lock.
Okay.
But if you fail all of the locks, then your turn ends.
I'll try it.
Which lock would you like your first roll?
That was my first one, and I'll go move on to the next one.
Okay.
I'm trying to get 3 still.
Nope.
And so the last lock.
There we go. Lock
so you're
is
going
gone.
Away from the upper landing.
Yeah, unfortunately. Put that back in, please.
Still no way out.
I will move to the junk room.
What does this say?
That's a good one.
When exiting the junk room, you must attempt a might roll of 3 or higher. If that's I fail, a lose a speed. But continue moving.
My god, you're getting shafted. Dash.
Not a good beginning. Let's see. At least I'm out of the locked door. My omen card is the vial. The old and crazy woman said you should drink this potion that glows with an amber light. Maybe that's how she got so old and crazy. Once on your turn, you may drink from the vial and roll 2 dice. I'm going to hold out. I'm not going to drink from the vial yet. But I do have to make a haunt roll now. So I'll take my 6 dice, 2 or more, to avoid the haunt. I roll.
We're good.
Yep, I'm all set.
Yes.
And that would be my turn.
Okay. I still have the lights out card.
Move toward me.
I will move right in with Ox Bellows into the study. Put my token there in order to gain 1 knowledge.
Nice.
That is the wrong way. So yes, I have 5 knowledge now, and
lights out is no longer.
Lights out is gone.
Nice, good stuff.
All right.
Would that be your full turn, though?
Yes, that is the end of my turn because I had the lights out.
Okay. Then back to Missy.
Oh, Missy. All right. I'm gonna.
So you can either continue this way or go backtrack a little bit, whatever you prefer.
I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna discover the room.
And here's the next ground room, and it's the arsenal.
What does that say on
which there? Way would you like the door oriented? You can have it this way or this way.
The way you have it.
Yeah,
cool. So I can read it.
Right.
It says, when you draw an item card in this 100 meter... Is that right? No.
When you draw a card in this room, draw 2 cards and choose one to keep.
What were you saying, 100 meters?
In this 100 meter,
I thought
the letter R looks like a 1.
I thought you were making a joke where it's like, when you draw a card in this 6x6 meter room, 100 foot, square foot space.
So
this 100 meter.
So you can draw an item, but if you're going to draw an item, draw 2, choose 1, and discard the other one.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. We got there eventually.
Cool. Choose 2. Do I?
Well, what are your 2? We can help you decide
yes.
which one's
better. All
going. Right.
You're
the new player.
The adrenaline shot,
ooh.
A syringe containing a strange fluorescent liquid, and I also got a bell. A brass
bell.
That makes a resonant clank. You say bell.
I'd say the bell is...
What's
yes.
What does the bell do? Read
bell
it
makes you gain a... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Gain 1 sanity now.
Let's see. Your sanity's at 2. You need the bell.
I would say anything that automatically increases your traits, you always go with.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, I'll go with the bell.
Did something happen to your sanity earlier? Did you lose a sanity?
I don't think you
I
did.
Don't know.
It should be on the starting
It should be at
black.
3.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you
okay.
get 4.
There you go.
Good.
There you
all
go.
Right.
What else does the bell do? Why don't you read it out loud?
All right. Once during your turn after the haunt is revealed, you can attempt a sanity roll to use the bell.
Okay, so we'll save that for later, but remember, once the haunt begins, you have an extra thing you're allowed to do. Okay, so you discovered an item room. You are allowed to continue. You could discover another room if you'd like, or you could end here. Stuff on the table right now. Study would increase your mental trait if you got to there. That might be a good
she
objective.
Doesn't have movement.
Yeah. If you want to head over there, maybe, I don't know. Your call.
Make my
yep. Or you could discover some more rooms.
I'll discover another room while I'm here.
Cool. This is the only direction. The abandoned room.
Another omen.
Oh,
baby's first omen.
Draw an omen card.
All right.
And read it from top to bottom.
All right. Box. They were always telling you to think outside of it. Now you're worried you'll end up inside. When you draw this card, draw an item card and put it on this card. That item cannot be dropped or traded. If someone would steal that item, you can instead discard the box. On your turn, you may remove that item from the box and put a different item in your possession into the box. If it is empty, you may not put an item in the box. The box cannot be stolen.
Okay, so that's a bunch of gibberish, basically.
It really was.
Your item is safe in the box unless you decide it's not safe in the box.
Yes.
But here, draw the top item card and just put it on top of there.
All right.
What is it?
It's a pickpocket's gloves.
Ooh.
Helping yourself has never seemed so easy. When you are in the same room as another explorer, you can discard this item to take any item that explorer is carrying.
Okay, so that's safe in the box and you can use that.
All right.
Sweet. Well, that's an omen, so you gotta do a haunt roll. So here are 6 dice, and you gotta get a 3 or higher to avoid the haunt now.
2, 3. Okay. That was pretty close, but we made it, so no hot yet.
A box. A bad omen. Scary box.
Back to Connor.
Back to me. I'm going to go ahead and continue through this. I'm going to go, actually, how many speed do I have? 4? 1, 2, 3. I'm going to go through the organ room.
Oh, sweet.
And I open the graveyard. That's actually really comical that it's right next to the gardens. when exiting, you must attempt a sanity roll. If you fail, lose a knowledge, but continue moving. There's an event in this room. The beckoning. Outside. You must get outside. Fly to freedom. Each explorer in the gardens, graveyard, tower, on the balcony, or in a room with an outside-facing window must attempt a sanity roll.
You are outside, you are, so you must
in the graveyard.
Jesus. All right. Is there anyone else that's in a room with a window?
No.
That's not. That's a painting.
Yes.
Yeah, what, and you're fine.
What's
so
your What's your sanity?
My sanity is 3.
So you get 3 dice.
I get 3 dice.
Here, Jake, you help him out.
I have the dice now. That's right. Yeah,
the dice man.
You made me clean them up.
And I fail. You jump to the patio. If it isn't in the house, search the room stack for it and put it in the house and shuffle that stack. Put your explorer there and take 1 die of physical damage.
Interesting.
So where's the patio?
I don't know. You'll have to find it. Yeah. While you're doing that, how are you liking Betrayal so far, Brandon?
I'm confused, but I'm liking it.
Despite me saying this is a pro game, we have 1 newbie, but it's fine. You're doing a good job.
Yes. Yeah. You're doing fantastic.
When the haunt happens, it's going to be a bit of a twist.
Right.
One of us will turn out to be a traitor, and everyone will now have a secret or sometimes public objective where only 1 team will win. Oh, we got the patio. Where do you have to put it?
I have to put it on the ground floor. I may as well just put it here.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that, and I take 1 die of physical damage.
2.
That's a... Damage!
That is a shaft.
Oh, no.
Damage.
Oops.
Oh, no. I dropped all the runes.
Okay. I hate to do this. I have to take a phone call because my mom is...
Connor's taking a phone call.
Oh,
nice. Scary.
Don't forget to say I love you to your mother.
Let's go over me. I am in the junk room. When I'm exiting, I have to attempt a might roll of 3 or higher. My might is 4, so I'll take 4 dice. Let's see, I gotta get a 3 or higher. 3! I succeed, so I get to move on safely. I'm gonna move to the right, so I can try to get back to the upper landing. And I got... the panic room.
Oh.
It's a dead end. When I exit, I may attempt a speed roll of 3 or more. If I succeed, move to any room with a dumbwaiter. The panic room is an event space, so if I could get an event card, Brandon, please. All right.
Perfect.
You good, Connor?
My mom was like getting really mad at me over text because I wouldn't answer her phone call because she's been calling for like the past 5 minutes and I've been trying to avoid it. But then she sent the legendary first, middle, and last name text, and I was like, all right, I guess I better answer the call. Turns out, she's at the store trying to buy me shorts and needed to know my waist size.
Oh,
thanks,
okay.
Mom. All right,
great.
Let's continue with the game.
I love your mom so much.
I love her too, but sometimes she is a piece of work.
I enter the panic. I enter the panic room.
Let's
hope
she listens to this.
Yeah,
Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
Mom, if you're listening.
So I enter the panic room. It's a room already hidden from view. It's like a secret room. And what's in the secret room? Nothing more than secret stairs. a horrible creaking sound echoes around you. You've discovered a secret stairwell. Put 1 secret stairs token in this room and a 2nd secret stairs token in an existing room on another floor.
Secret.
Moving from 1 secret stairs to the other counts as moving 1 space. The stairs don't count as a space. You can follow the stairs right now, even if you don't have any movement left. If you do follow them, then turn, draw an event card in the new room.
Secret passage?
It says stairs.
Secret stairs.
Oh, we found them. So
there's
2 of
1.
Them.
There's 2 secrets in this house. Just 2 secrets.
So one is in the panic room, and the other is in any face-up room on any other floor.
Basement.
I still need to get to the study or menagerie to increase my traits. Let's put it in the study, and I'm going to move there now for free because of the card.
when I move there, I draw an event card in the new room. So I'll take an event. And then you get this card, Secret Stairs.
Oh no.
I walk down the
secret passage.
Secret passage.
Are you kidding?
A section. So,
it's actually the secret passage.
A section of the wall slides away. Behind it, a moldy tunnel awaits. Put a secret passage token in this room and roll three dice to see where the other goes. So I'll take the one and then three dice the other one.
Whoever built this house really loved the study.
Zach Avery, a man of many secrets.
The other secret passage is any existing ground floor room. Let's do... Oh my god.
You can bring it over to the menagerie.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You can then use the secret passage even if you don't have any... I'm going to save it for later. Okay, whatever. So there's secret... Secret stairs from the panic room upstairs to the study downstairs, and then a secret passage between the study and the menagerie. Fantastic. That was exhausting. But my turn is over. I'll put a character token on the study and go up a mental trait.
Draw another event card. Broken floor.
But that's my turn.
Or collapsed room, excuse me.
That'd be like shoots and ladders.
Yes,
it's just like... Just wait it up. All right, I'm going to go up knowledge. In case you guys
good.
Care.
What's your knowledge at now?
Five.
Five? You went from three to five.
The starting is three, the next one is five.
Jesus.
What? That's crazy.
Kid got smart fast.
Kid just got a five on his AP Calc.
All right. I wish I got a five on my AP Physics.
Yes. What, you're moving through the ground floor again?
Yes, I am moving from the study to the patio and the patio to discover a new room, which is the creaky hallway. Of course, something not helpful.
Collapsed room.
Connor needs to stop predicting this dang game. It is the collapsed room. I have to attempt a speed roll. I have a speed of three. I have to attempt a speed roll of 5+ to avoid falling. This is dumb. where are the dice?
Right in the
center.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. I am blind. Where I wear glasses.
I blind
to find the
dice.
How many dice do you get?
I don't get five. I only get three.
Yeah, you're trying to get a five. What do you get?
Four. I got a four.
You did not get it.
But hey, I mean, I get to go to the basement, which nobody's in the basement. There's also no way out of the basement.
Right.
Now I'm in the basement, and I take one die of physical damage, which is zero.
That's good.
Yes.
You land on your powerful ankles. Go ahead and draw the below collapsed room tile and put it on that on the basement landing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, doesn't it always go to the basement landing?
No, it's just a basement room. It's just... Yeah, draw... it's draw a basement tile.
Oh!
Ooh.
Here's the next basement tile.
Yeah, you get to, like, actually get to do a turn.
The storeroom, I get an item.
But it's also... so the classroom... It's important that we know the storeroom is what the classroom leads to in case you have the rope, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, so I get an item.
What do you
Thank
get?
Thank you, Teo Cruz, for dynamite.
Go back to 2013.
That's actually a really good song.
it is a good song. It was overplayed, but it was still good.
It was at every single Terry Hall skating day.
Right.
Yeah.
Every single basketball game. Everything.
But Dynamite was in the Lick Boy one. Why don't you explain to us now?
All right. The fuse isn't lit yet. Instead of attacking, you can throw the dynamite through a connecting door into an adjacent room. Each explorer and monster with might and speed traits in that room must attempt a speed roll. That's about it. Discard this item after you use it.
Hopefully you use it better than Will did, because Will used it to try to kill his own teammates, which is a good time.
Will is garbage, and I'm not.
So, it was like, the situation was like, this isn't a spoiler because it had already been out yet, but, Teddy becomes Medusa. He's the traitor. And then,
that's awesome.
Owen and Tristan are strongest characters. I was already dead at this point. Owen and Tristan started fighting Teddy in the room. They're the best characters. They're the only ones who can kill him because they have the image in the mirror cards. Will decides to throw dynamite in to kill Teddy, but also, you know, as a casualty of war, maybe kill the other two. It fails on all accounts, but it was very funny.
So if you haven't seen the Lick Boy episode, there's no need, all right?
I just spoiled it. So there you
Everything
go.
Is there right now.
Sweet. Now that we got the diamond out, Brandon, before we jump into your turn, we're going to take a quick break. So stay tuned for the rest of this episode, and thank you for listening. Welcome back to the Warp Drive. We're going into Brandon's turn, so Brandon, take it away.
All right. I'm going to discover a room.
Treehouse.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Oh, there's an event.
Put a plant token on any open door on the roof or upper floor. This room is adjacent to that door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, would we like the roof or the upper floor?
I'll go with the upper floor.
Okay. Where in the upper floor? Junk room or upper landing?
The panic room?
Junk room.
Sweet. So it's all kinds of access.
Oh, does it cover the door?
I believe so.
And it's
it says put it on the door.
Yeah, the treehouse, we imagine it's here. Like, it's adjacent in that way.
Yes. You can climb up to the junk room.
Nice. But it's an event, so you have to draw an event card, Brandon.
All right.
Yeah.
I got contract. Here's a contract for power in return for your soul. You may sign the contract if you do, if you do attempt the knowledge roll to read the fine print.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a knowledge roll. So what's your knowledge?
My knowledge is 4.
Okay, so 4 dice for you. I just hit the mic with it. Oh my god.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Ding ding.
Oh, that was a lot of clip.
Oh no.
It's all good.
Wow!
Oh, you rolled an 8.
What a roll!
A perfect roll. Wow. What does it say on the card when you got an 8?
When I got, you find the contract isn't binding and you keep your soul, gain 1 sanity, and draw an item card.
There you go.
Wow, you keep your soul.
I keep my soul. Yay. So wait.
Gain a sanity. Move the. 5. There you go. All
right.
And now draw an item card.
I got idle. Perhaps it's chosen.
That is the biggest coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
The idol got of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just
cause.
All right.
Sorry, I don't get it.
Well,
go ahead.
Once per turn.
One of them is dumb.
Once
we don't
per
know
turn,
which.
You can rob the idol before making any trait, combat, or event roll to add 2 dice to the roll, to a maximum of 8 dice. Each time you do, lose 1 sanity.
Duh.
Whoa, that is such a coincidence.
So, dude.
What a coincidence.
It is a coincidence. That is smart.
Does it just it just goes together, you feel?
Yeah. Because, like, it should have been, like, a soul-binding contract to, like, some sort of evil demon god.
Oh, so then
it's like, oh, draw an item card. Oh, now I have an idol of that demon.
Oh, that makes sense.
It all makes sense. All right.
I was thinking it was like American Idol. Like,
it's a no from me.
Simon Cowell is the demon that's like trying to sign you.
The Paula Abdul demon.
Connor.
Okay.
Where's Steven Tyler?
What do you want from me?
What are you thinking, Connor?
I'm thinking.
Just sprint into the collapse room.
And just fall into the abyss. The abyss.
My absinthe.
I fall into the abyss. I go straight into Abilibin. Now I'm gonna go into the.
Mississippi.
Yeah. I'm gonna go out of the patio north from me, so south. Toward you, Zach.
This ground floor is huge.
You get into the statuary corridor. It's an event.
Boy, oh boy. Something slimy. What's around your ankle? A bug? A tentacle? A dead hand clawing? You must attempt a speed roll.
Hey, oh, it's good for you.
Except I lost speed.
It's Brandon's hand.
What is it? 3?
That's what's
slimy.
Oh,
that's not good.
It used to be 4, but I lost something. Oops, I lost it after I fell.
I'm not that
stupidly.
Slimy.
What's 2 on there?
I lose a mite.
Oh, that's not good. Alright, that's your turn, Connor. Bringing over to Brandon Jaspers. I'm going to go through the secret passage this time, which leads to the menagerie, and I'm going to end my turn, put down a character token, and go up a physical trait.
Ooh,
so let's,
short turn.
Let's increase my mite. So now I got a mite 5.
All right, Father Reinhardt's turn. I will leave the storeroom back into the basement landing and go across to discover a new basement room tile. Great.
We're out of basement tiles.
There are no basement tiles. There's a basement tile. This is only basement tile, so this has got to be good. Oh, this is good. This is the larder. I have an item. Once per turn, if you end, or once per game, if you end your turn here, gain one might. Even though it's an item, I will choose to gain the might and end my turn, because I only started at 2 might, and that brings me up to 4.
Cool. And what's your new item?
My new item is the music box.
So nice. Many boxes.
So many boxes.
This is the box.
Oh yeah, we have 3 boxes now.
What's this one do?
A handcrafted antique. It plays a haunting melody that gets stuck in your head. When
I said box gang.
That's the name of this bonus episode.
Once per turn, you can open or close the music box. When the music box is open, any explorer or monster with a sanity trait that enters or starts its turn in the same room must make a sanity roll of 4+. If the roll fails, the explorer or monster ends its turn as it is mesmerized by the music. If an explorer or monster carrying the music box is mesmerized, it drops the music box. If the music box is open when it is dropped, it remains open. So this is a really good card for me because I have 6 sanity.
Oh,
so
right.
I just need a sanity roll of 4+, which is fairly easy.
So you'll be safe from it, but you can use it to
hopefully...
Yes, but
I can use it to kill everything. The music box is the downfall of the world.
That's a good one. Usually it's good for like setting up big traps
right
here, especially with the haunts that have like a lot of minions.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's your turn then, so go to Brandon.
All right,
box gang.
Zach, when do you get to get into the box? You go into the plant, into the jungle.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You're not cool enough to have the box.
Okay.
So I'm going
discover a new room.
You need to roll might.
Never mind.
Wait. What's your might?
My might is 3.
You gotta get a 3 or higher, so this should be pretty good.
Okay. There you go.
Even odds.
Yep.
I got one.
Lose 1 speed, but you can continue moving into the new room. Right.
So you're on the
even odds.
That's I heard you say that. I wasn't sure what you meant. Do you mean like 50-50?
Yes.
Okay.
There's an upper floor. It's the charred room.
Another omens. First time in a while.
So go ahead and draw an omen card and read it.
Skull. Okay.
Skull, the place.
A skull cracked and missing teeth. If you take mental damage, you can take all of it as physical damage instead. Make a haunt roll now.
Sweet.
6 dice.
6 dice. You want to help magic?
Oh, I would love to.
So how many omens we have on the table now? We have
1, 2, 3, 4. Box.
Yeah.
The hiding box.
So to avoid the haunt, Brandon, you want to roll a 4 or higher. Otherwise, the haunt begins now.
And if you don't succeed, we will never forgive you.
Let's see what we get. You got
we
2, 4, 6. We are 6. That's good. The skull haunts are my favorite. CDH. I've played basically all of the skull haunts.
I guess you could say I'm a betrayal veteran.
Have you guys fought the witch yet?
No. Have you guys fought Crimson Jack?
Crimson Jack? I've never heard of that.
Crimson
one.
Jack was my first haunt, and I believe Connor's first haunt as well.
Is he like, oh, he's like a boss.
Uh-huh. Yes, we played
he's
with...
He's like Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees.
Yes, okay. We played with our physics teacher. And
really?
Yes.
We played with Steve Ugansky.
Was that a no traitor then, or
no? It was a traitor.
Connor was the traitor.
I was the traitor.
Yes.
I was Crimson Jack.
Oh, that's cool. So you turned into him. Neat. Okay.
No, you're working for him, so you don't turn into him.
Oh, okay. Yes. Connor, your turn.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, side rant aside.
I think I'm getting a haircut today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, might buzz it all off for my camp.
Tripping off to boot camp.
Trying to get an even tan, you know, we've got to get that skull even coloring.
Yes.
I'm going to...
you're going
to... I'm...
look more, even more like an animal because you're so sunburnt. Zach is unbelievably sunburnt.
Yeah. I'm wearing pajamas that cover all parts of my body to avoid humiliation.
Yes. He's reprising his role as Sebastian.
You landed in the library. This is one of those once per game, put your character token. This time you'll be gaining knowledge.
Excellent.
Good, very, very good.
Yeah, because I want to open that puzzle box. So I'm going to go ahead and gain a knowledge now before I make this roll. Burning man. A man on fire runs through the room. His skin bubbles and cracks, falling away from him and leaving a fiery skull that clatters to the ground, bounces, rolls, and disappears. You must attempt a sanity roll. I have 3 sanity. Could you please...
3 dice, Jake.
Yes, master.
Oh, where is this?
That was
great. I'm over here with me.
3. Out. You must get out. Place your explorer in the entrance hall.
Oh, no.
So put me in the entrance hall.
Oh, no. All your progress lost.
So I guess I don't gain a knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Sadness. Anything else? Was that just it? You just move back?
Oh. Oops.
You just moved back to...
Yeah, I just moved back to the entrance hall.
Oh, okay.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Here. So nothing really happens.
Sweet. Back over to
but
me.
I opened the library, so...
I'll try to get over... The library is... Oh, my God. This entire side of the house is like a maze.
I know.
So you gotta go... 1, 2... Okay.
We actually really opened up the house this game, which I'm really happy for, because a lot of... When Jake and I play this game in our spare time, usually the haunt happens really early.
All the time. What's it?
What your Coke is near the mic. I worry.
Oh, yes. It's empty.
Oh, okay. We'll put it behind you. Yes.
I apologize
you
for being...
Coke all over my laptop.
I was raised in a barn.
I'm gonna start heading over to the
coming of Jesus Christ
to the library. My speed is
that's me, buddy.
4. Oh, oops. My speed is 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. My turn's over. I'm in the gardens.
All right, Father Reinhardt's turn. I really want to get out of the basement, but I can't because I really want to go to the roof. I love the roof, but I'm gonna go pretty much the only way I can and head out of the larder to discover a new basement tile, which is the laundry. Another item. Never mind, I like the basement. If you end your turn here, you may discard an item card to draw an item card from the discard pile. Is there any items discarded?
Not right now.
What is underneath?
Oh, there is one discarded. It's the adrenaline shot.
Ooh, what does that do? Where you attempt a trait roll, you can use this item to add 4 to the result of that roll. Discard this item after you use it, though.
But the one you just drew.
But I just drew the sacrificial dagger, so it's fine. The sacrificial dagger I found under a pile of clothes in the laundry room. A twisted shard of iron covered in mysterious symbols and stained with blood. When making a might attack with this weapon, you roll 3 extra dice. Thank God, because I only have 4 might, which actually got raised from 2 earlier. So that would have been nice earlier. But I have to make a knowledge roll first, and I have 5 knowledge, so that's going to be fairly easy. But you know what? It's fine. Now I have 3 items. And I can keep going.
Hey guys, can I take a quick moment to try and open the puzzle box? Because I said I was going to do that and I forgot to do it.
You'll do it
next turn.
Obey the rules. Are you all set, Jake?
No, I would like to keep moving.
Okay.
Because that was an item. So I'm going to move this way and take another basement card.
The rules of Salem apply here. If you do not apply your character's ability, you don't get to.
We're going through all these basement rooms.
Yeah, there are no basement
rooms. No basement rooms.
The basement consists of 4 tiles.
I guarantee you the next basement card is like the pentagram room or something.
The underground lake. Okay,
never mind.
It's good
if
guess.
You were even more of a prophet this time. I'm going to circle back. Mists from the walls. It has an event. Mists from the walls. Mists pour out from the walls. There are faces in the mist, human and inhuman. Each explorer in the basement, just me, must attempt a sanity roll. I have 6 sanity, so I will take one of those dice that you have in your hand, Connor. And I keep throwing one by accident, because I have butter fingers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, I rolled 8 for my sanity, and the highest one was 6. Or no, the highest one was 4. The faces are tricks of light and shadow. All is well.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Good stuff.
So all is... Good.
Well, all is good in the world.
Missy, you can go next.
All right. I'm going to...
Mr. President, we have ended racism.
I'm going to discover a new room here.
Another upper. You're exiting the charred room. Oh, my God.
Excellent.
We just went through that entire room stack.
I'm going to go ahead and...
That's rare, going through the entire room
stack. This is a big house. I'm surprised the haunt hasn't begun yet.
Because we've only drawn 4 omens, somehow, with all of these rooms. There are so many rooms on the table.
I got the drawing room.
Oh, there's a question mark.
What does it say on the room?
Draw 1 card of any type.
Oh.
Don't do an omen.
Must be with the question mark. Yeah.
The question mark means that you draw the top card of a stack of your choice when you discover the room.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I chose an item, which I got the blood dagger.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Dude, we're stacking up for whatever the haunt is.
Dagger gang.
I don't have anything.
You have a vial.
Oh, vial gang.
I already know how I'm going to use this, but I have to be...
Drug gang.
My plan is involving killing Connor. But I won't disclose.
Hey, guys.
The haunt hasn't even happened yet. You could be on your team.
Tickle gang.
You are the only proud member of Tickle gang.
I held up the feather and said Tickle gang.
The brand
of Tickle gang.
Brandon, what is the blood dagger?
A nasty weapon. Needles and tubes extend from the handle and plunge right into your veins. You roll 3 additional dice, maximum of 8 dice, when making a might attack with this weapon. If you do, lose 1 speed. You can't use another weapon while you're using this one. This item can't be traded or dropped. If it's stolen, take 2 dice of physical damage.
Ooh. Is this the one that like stabs into
your... Yes. It is woven into your bloodstream.
So my suggestion, unless you're desperate and like need to kill something bad,
don't use it
because it's very scary.
Yes, very very.
It's powered
risky.
By the blood of you.
Of you.
The blood of you.
I was gonna say the infidels, but I was like, actually no, it's powered by your blood.
No,
we're going over to Ox.
Okay, right off the bat, I'm just gonna freaking try and open this box because I have been forgetting to do that. It's a knowledge roll.
You've had it for a while.
I know it's a knowledge roll. I need to roll 6. I don't. Okay, up next, what am I do?
All right, you're in the entrance hall, so you can go upstairs to the roof.
Wait. I miscounted. 1, 2, 3. I can only stay on the upper landing.
Oh, okay.
It's the end of my turn.
Oh, that's right. You knocked down your speed.
Yep.
My speed is 4.
For future knowledge, upper floor rooms can be used on the roof.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, so I'm in the library. Once per game, if you end your turn here, gain 1 knowledge. I will do that. And that's my turn.
Good. All right, Father Reinhardt, turn. I will exit the underground lake and discover a new basement room. Connor, okay. Or Zach.
I got it for you. There you go.
Thank you, sir. The wine cellar. Another item.
God.
I am
sorry. Sorry, whose phone is this?
This is the newbies.
Brandon, who's calling you?
Your girlfriend.
Put her on speaker.
You can go on.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
You're on the podcast.
Welcome to the warp drive.
I'm so sorry.
Special guest. Caitlin Morgan.
Special guest. Brandon's girlfriend, Caitlin.
So,
Caitlin, say something for our audience, our big fans.
Come say bye bye, Birdie.
This is going to be uploaded after bye bye.
Thank
Birdie's
you so much, Caitlin. Great job.
All done.
Hang up on Caitlin. I got an item.
What you get?
I got the blueprint. Yes. An old map of the house. So when you roll for your movement or to enter, exit, or cross a room, you may choose your result. So anytime I roll for movement, which includes like collapsed room or junk room, or no, junk room is... Yes, it is junk room. Okay. I can also travel between rooms that have a dumbwaiter.
Wow.
Whoa.
You guys are getting like crazy good cards.
Your boy has 4 items. Oh, Brandon also has 4 items.
What are your guys' mites?
My mite is only 4.
Okay.
Mine's 3.
I know, we're matched.
I say only 4, even though the 3 of us have 4.
I have 5.
Oh, you have 5? Never mind.
What's the box? No one can get what's inside of it?
No one can get it.
As long as there's an item in the box, the item cannot be taken from the box.
Well, that stinks.
Unless someone picks up the box.
Brandon, want to give me the pickpocket gloves? Possibly? Me?
Are you even near each other?
No, we're not.
No, you're so far away. You're in separate floors.
Brandon, I'll come up to you. We can talk.
Okay. Or you could discard the pickpocket's gloves to take his vial.
No.
You can't. Yes. It's an item card.
Yeah, take everything
from
Zach.
You can't steal my vial. It's an omen. Haha. Okay,
you
go
can steal omens, can't you?
Really?
As long as they don't specify that you can't take
them,
I think you can.
There are some that say this omen cannot be dropped, traded, or stolen, and this one does not specify that.
Okay.
So safe to assume that it can be stolen.
Interesting. Brandon, your turn.
I'll update my Caitlin just said, have fun with that podcast. So
wow. Nice. We love Caitlin.
She doesn't even know the name.
We're gonna change it to just that podcast.
That podcast. Yes,
welcome Caitlin back podcast. To that podcast. My name is
Zach.
All right, I'm
Teddy.
I'm gonna discover a new room here.
There you go. Oh, it's gonna be pissed. There you go. What's that room called?
It's the tower.
I love you, Owen.
You can attempt a might roll of 3 plus to cross. If you fail, you stop moving.
Okay.
All right.
There is an event, nice. So okay. You have to draw another event.
All right.
Keeper of the cards.
Caitlin wants to FaceTime.
That's the event. Bloody vision. The walls of this same room thing. Are damp.
Oh my god.
The walls of this room are damp with blood. The blood drips from the ceiling, down the walls, over the furniture, and onto your shoes, and a blink is gone. You must attempt a sanity roll.
What is your sanity?
My sanity is 5.
Wow.
Alright.
Sane boy. Yo, sane squad?
Same gang.
Let's see.
I got
5. That's really good.
Alright. You steal yourself. Gain 1 sanity.
Oh, wow. So what's your sanity now?
All right.
I bet it's 5.
If I can move it. It
may still be 5.
This is a hard thing to move.
Well, when you find out.
Oh, you're pinching
it's 5.
So let go.
It's 5. Okay, cool. Connor, your turn.
Cool. I'm going to move up to the roof. That's 1 movement. I'm going to use this. The chapel.
It's an event.
It's an event.
Isn't that one of those?
Yep, I can end a turn, gain the sanity. What the? You look back the way you came. You see nothing. Just empty fog and mist where a room used to be. Pick up the tile for the room you are in after setting everything on it aside. Put it somewhere else on the same floor of the house so its door is attached to a different unexplored doorway. If there isn't an unexplored doorway on this floor... all right, cool.
I moved you already.
Sweet, thank you.
Pivoted around the roof landing.
Yeah. So what do I gain there? Sanity?
Sanity.
Oops, that's the wrong way. Cool. Now
what
I have...
What kind of rich people is this?
Good stuff.
Chapel on the roof.
Let's see.
Closer to heaven, I guess.
I'm going to do... Sorry. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to use the dumbwaiter for a 4th movement and land in the upper landing.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. Let's see. It's my turn. I would like another basement tile, please.
There you go.
The dungeon!
Again. I like the dungeon.
The dungeon is a good restaurant. hashtag not sponsored. When you enter, you must attempt a sanity roll of 3+. All right. Just give me... I'm taking 6 dice because I have 6 sanity.
Wow.
I should be fine. I'm clearly fine. I just rolled a 9. I needed a 3+. I don't lose any sanity. But I am in the dungeon, and I will take an omen. The crystal ball.
Ooh.
Hey, look, another... Oh, it's a knowledge roll. Never mind. Once during your turn after the haunt is revealed... Oh, it's after the haunt is revealed.
We can ignore that for now.
Yep, knowledge roll is what it's going to be, but we'll worry about it later.
So that's 6 dice. How many omen cards do we have now?
5.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, 5 or less.
5 or more. I'd be...
Oh my
hey,
God.
We live!
Yes, 6. Roll the 6.
Getting pretty close there.
Oh.
This is the longest I've ever gone without the haunt happening.
Honestly, yeah.
We're getting close to the end of this first hour. Hopefully the haunt starts soon. Because otherwise,
this
is already
going to
be
a two-parter.
It's already a two-parter. So
it's already a two-parter bonus episode.
Two-parter bonus episode.
That's
I mean, we could just make a super long bonus episode. No.
No, it can't work with Anchor. But I'll figure it out.
Anchor. We love Anchor.
Anchor is great.
Yes, Anchor is really awesome. You guys should
Everything is completely free. You can go on anchor.fm or look it up in the App Store or on Google Play.
Connor, the ad roll already happened.
Yes. Let's just one more time.
Hey, one more
download
ad roll.
Download anchor.fm on the App Store or Google Play.
Non-monetized mid-roll.
This
all right,
is a
let's
dungeon.
Is it the dungeon underneath the grand villa?
This is the dungeon speaking. Please come eat here.
We have good burritos.
All right, enough.
We have good
Brandon,
burritos.
Your turn.
Okay.
Do I still have to roll?
Yeah, you
to
still
get
have
out?
To roll to get past that. Cool. So, but you can come back through here if you want.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to go past it, so.
Do it. Go ahead and roll for might.
All right. Might is 3.
I think you're stuck in the basement forever.
Yeah, I'm never getting
the
out.
Rope is not coming time anytime soon.
Oh, you don't think so?
And I got 2.
Yeah.
So you don't get to cross. Right. But you can move back the other way if you'd like.
All right. I'll just move down and discover a new card.
You landed in the theater.
Ah,
so that's
an omen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Nelly. I got bite, a growl, the scent of death, pain, darkness, and well, gone.
And gone.
I love gone.
When you draw this card, something bites you. The player on your right rolls a might 4 attack, which would be Jake, against you. For the mysterious something before it runs away into the darkness.
That way.
You defend against this attack as a normal rolling dice equal to your might. Okay. This omen can't be dropped, traded, or stolen. Make a hot roll now.
Okay. What's this bite?
All right, so the bite, I rolled a 3. Good, because then Brandon can defend fairly easily, right?
Three dice, not 4.
3?
So you get 3 of those.
All
right. You could he use the blood dagger right now?
He could, but it's probably not a good idea.
Because he'd probably still take
damage. Yes, he could still take damage.
Speed.
I got
you got a 1.
1.
So what happens?
2 damage.
2 damage?
2 damage is the difference. So you go down 2.
Take 2 physical damage. You can lose that from your might or your speed, excuse me.
I'm sorry, wait, Brandon.
Does he roll for damage? Or is it instant, do you think? Because like the difference is 2. And
yes,
that's how
yes.
the damage is dealt. But does he roll that 2 dice?
What
or is it
bite say?
No, it's just 2 damage, isn't it?
Is it? Okay. I just
yes.
Yeah, okay.
You defend against this attack as normal.
Okay, got it.
I took 2 damage on speed and I got on a skull. So what does that
mean? don't.
Yes.
Move, don't move, Pat. Yeah, move back.
I'm going to go 3.
There you go.
Oh, yikes. Your character is like not doing too hot, Brandon.
You're dying.
Wait, what is
she's
your
a 9-year-old. Give her a break.
Your knowledge is like in between there, so we can't see what that
there's
is.
There's no knowledge.
Oh, that's what's. There's no knowledge.
What are your stats right now?
I am 3 might, 3 speed, 5 sanity, and 4 knowledge.
Okay.
At least you have items.
Right. Lots of items.
All
right.
Well, we got to do a haunt
roll.
He
has 4 items and 3 omens, but haunt roll time.
Yep.
You got to get at least a 6.
At least a 6.
Yep. Don't mess up.
We're screwed.
Or we'll never forgive you.
No, do us a favor and roll less than a 6.
2, 1, 2, 3. Oh my gosh, we live.
Oh my god.
Yes.
The haunt is the good part of the game. This is the point.
This
otherwise,
is a big house. This is a big house.
This is Deathly Hallows Part 1.
This is too long and nothing good is happening.
It's okay, guys. Everything good is happening. We have lots of boxes.
Box game.
Oh, roll for your puzzle box.
I'm rolling for the puzzle box. I still can't open the puzzle box. Okay.
What is in the puzzle box? Remind
me.
Please.
I get 2 items if I open it.
Okay.
Exploring.
Where are you? You're on the roof.
Never I'm mind. On the roof, so I'm going to go 1 and I'm going to go 2.
I got it for you.
If I can get up to you, I will help you open the puzzle box and give you one of the items.
Cool. Jonah's turn. Two boys are playing with a wooden top.
Dude, Jonah showed up.
Would you like a turn, Jonah? One asks. No, says Jonah. I want all the turns. Jonah takes the top and hits the other boy in the face. The boy falls. Jonah keeps hitting him as they fade from view. If an explorer has the puzzle box, that explorer discards that item and draws a replacement for it.
Oh no! Connor's box is gone.
Connor is evicted from box gang.
You're kidding! Really?
That's so sad.
Connor's joining stone gang.
If this happens, you gain 1 sanity. Okay,
stone
so not
gang.
All is bad.
And the event is over.
And the event's over. I got the lucky stone.
Stone gang.
A smooth, ordinary-looking rock. You sense it will bring you good fortune. After you attempt a roll of any kind, you can rub the stone once to re-roll any number of those dice. Discard this item after use.
So basically, you
I have
rock.
okay, it's my turn. Where?
I can't believe the one event that makes me lose the puzzle box.
The puzzle box is what you get.
I'm exploring off of the upper landing.
You got a sanity, though. What's your sanity now?
5.
Okay.
I'm pretty sane.
Oh, Widow's Walk.
Yeah, I've discovered the Widow's Walk. It's an event. Add 1 to the results of knowledge rolls and subtract 1 from speed. Could I get an event card, please?
All right.
I got Shrieking Wind. The wind picks up a slow crescendo.
The wind is naked.
Shrieking Wind. It did sound like Streaking
Wind. Oh, I thought he said Streaking Wind. Sorry, I'm deaf.
No, I heard the same thing.
Me too. Here, this is important. Each explorer in the gardens, graveyard, patio, tower, or balcony, or in an outside-facing window... so that's Connor.
No, the dungeon doesn't have any windows.
It's you as well.
All right. Okay, so both of us, we make a might roll. I'm 5.
I'm also 5. I'll wait.
Let's see. I got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can go ahead and roll, Connor. I keep my footing. I'm safe. Do you want a 5 or higher? You
got a 3.
The streaking.
Take 1 die of physical damage. The wind knocks you down.
One
physical damage. And that is the turn.
Don't make a haunt roll yet.
Nope.
Because the haunt is for losers, clearly.
This is the best part of the game. It's just having fun.
This is the part where we all still like each other.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm escaping from the dungeon, discovering another basement tile. I keep getting items. The storm cellar is what I have next. Wait. Oh, wait, I can do this. Never mind. Okay, I was really worried. And I have a dumbwaiter, and I have the blueprint, so I can get out of the basement!
There you go.
The Amulet of the Ages. Gain 1 might, 1 speed, 1 knowledge, and 1 sanity now. Ooh. But if I lose it, I gain 3... Or if I lose it, I lose 3 from each trait.
Oh, my God.
So I gain 1 from each now.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
So if one thing goes wrong and that item is stolen from you, you die.
Holy cow. Now I have 4 speed, 5 might, 7 sanity, and 6 knowledge.
Jesus.
I am overpowered.
Guys,
an overpowered
I
old
man. I know it's not the haunt yet, but can I kill Jake?
Hey, you might want to take out those pickpockets gloves and steal the amulet.
Don't steal the amulet. So I was going to use the dumbwaiter, but now that you guys are being scary.
The haunt hasn't happened yet. We still trust you.
All right, for now. Where do I want to go? That's...
This game is insane.
Once the haunt starts, I'm going to kill you anyways.
Oh, no.
Let's see, where's a good elevator spot?
Oh, no.
Because I kind of want to go to the roof. Looks like the drawing room might be the closest. Yeah, because I already did that. What is my next speed? Does it go up to a 5? Okay, it does go up to a 5. Next, I'm at a 4 right now. So I'm going to take the dumbwaiter to the menagerie and end my turn there and gain 1 speed.
Nice.
Jesus.
So now all of my traits are at least a 5.
Dies.
I'm OP.
You can't kill me.
On own saliva.
Oh, he's All Might.
Yeah, soon to be if someone steals that amulet, he's gonna become Small Might.
Brandon's Missy, you are
all right.
No Might.
I'm gonna go back here and discover a room.
Upper
bedroom event.
Bedroom.
Ooh, ooh.
What event did you get? Okay, gang.
Show 'em. You're gonna enter the bedroom.
Oh, God.
Make sure to bring contraceptive.
No,
this is Brad Dyke speaking.
Brandon, what do you get?
I got the voice. I'm under the floor, buried in the floor, which is Adam Levine. The voice whispers once, then it is gone. You must attempt a knowledge roll.
What's your knowledge?
Hold on. First, give us your best Adam Levine impression.
Hi, I'm Adam Levine.
I'm in a paper dream.
Isn't that Bruno Mars?
No, that's Maroon 5.
That's Maroon 5?
Payphone is definitely Maroon
5.
Why is that the Maroon 5 you thought of? Not like moves like Jagger or something good.
Sugar!
Oh.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
But no, the song that came to mind was I'm at a payphone trying.
That was on my iPod when I was in junior high.
We need the Wiz Khalifa.
The only song on your iPod.
I did the roll and I got five.
Good. So what is the reward for?
You find something under the floor, draw an item card.
We're gonna run out of items.
So, before you read, looking at the table right now, Jake and Brandon are absolutely stacked. Connor's doing pretty good. I have nothing.
You have a vial.
I have a vial and nothing else.
Which Brandon could steal from you at any time.
I got armor. It's just prop armor from a Renaissance fair, but it's still metal. Anytime, not just once per turn, you take physical damage. Take one less point of damage. This item can't be stolen. Ha!
Plot armor.
Traitor?
Connor.
Cool. Well, I was going to roll to open the puzzle box, but we all know how that worked out. So I'm going to keep exploring the roof. I'm going to go this way because apparently I can only draw those kinds of... Again, just
the attic.
Single entrance rooms, very tiny roof.
What's the attic is when exiting... Okay, we'll do that later, but what's your event?
Flytrap. An enormous exotic plant stands beneath an elaborate rig of lights and plumbing.
Feed me.
Its leaves are brown and withered. Its giant flower pot stands partially open, waiting for sustenance. It needs water. It needs to be fed your blood. I am required to take one tie of physical damage. Put a plant token in your room. Is there another plant token?
I believe there is.
Feed me, Seymour.
Yes, there is one right there.
I've given you sunshine. Well, okay, you got one die of physical damage. What is that?
Take one die of physical damage. That's me feeding its blood. Hey, I don't take damage. And take this card. After the haunt is revealed, when any hero, traitor, or monster enters that room, you may attempt a Might 7 attack against that opponent. So I basically just have a little minion in the attic.
It's the flytrap.
It's the flytrap.
But it's in the attic, so nobody's going to go
up
there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why there's only one entrance rooms in the attic so far.
Yeah, there's actually no reason to go in the attic right now.
There's literally...
Chapel's pretty good. Except we're all doing pretty well on sanity.
Yeah, but the attic, there's no reason.
Nah. Okay, Connor, that is your turn. Back over to me. My speed is 4. I'd like to keep exploring, I guess. Let's go 1, 2. Exploring the upper level still. Let's see. Trying to find that perfect tile. It's the balcony. It's another omen card. I'll take an omen, please.
Thank God.
I got the ring. A battered ring with an incomprehensible inscription. If you attack an opponent that has a sanity trait, you can attack with sanity instead of might. Your opponent then defends with sanity rather than might and takes mental damage instead of physical. Make a haunt roll now. So I take 6 dice, and we have...
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, 7 omen cards. Right. So odds are that the haunt starts now.
The haunt does not start yet.
I have rolled a 9.
No freaking way.
Watch when we finally get the haunt. It's a star, and we don't get the haunt.
Oh my gosh, that would be terrible.
Do you know about the stars?
No, what are the stars?
So when we get into the haunt book, there are, you know, in the chart where the numbers are for the different haunts, there are 4 stars. And one of the more recent times that we played, we got a star and we had to look up what it was. It means that you don't start a haunt. And you just keep going.
You have to play the game as certain characters multiple times, and each time you get a star, you mark it down on their character chart.
Yes, this is for the expansion. So in the back of the Trader's Tome book, there is a little chart right after Haunt 100. I guess I don't see it in yours. Yes, there's the star, but I don't see.
Well, like depending on how many stars you get, it changes.
If your character itself has all of the stars,
yeah,
and if each character that is playing,
it's the secrets of survival. So there are 4 different haunts: 86, 57, 93, and 75. And when you get those haunts, you need to mark down in the Secrets of Survival book which characters you are playing as in which haunt. And then once all of those little spots are filled, once each of the characters has played each of those haunts, then there is a special haunt number 101, the Star Haunt, that is played by everyone.
So that's like a game ender haunt. Like,
yes,
that's
game
the biggest,
ender haunt.
That's the biggest haunt,
yes,
in the game.
It's called Seasons of the Witch.
So you have to play this game a ton to get.
Yes, a ton.
Every single character has to have all four. That's insane.
Yes.
Only the characters being played when those haunts come up have to be present. So like it could still be the four of us, but all four of us have to have all of the stars.
Right.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah, it's a fun little thing in the expansion pack.
And yes, it does apply to each character.
Yes,
sure.
Each side of the
so
card.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, the haunt's not starting quite yet, so it's going over to Jake then.
Okay, I will make my way up to the roof landing, and I am out of movement.
Cool.
So that is my turn.
We're chilling in here.
Yep.
We out here.
We out here.
Brandon, your turn.
All right. I'm gonna wait. Yeah, I'm gonna discover a new room.
You got the nursery. It's an omen. Thank God.
Oh. Okay.
We have it pointing towards you. Why don't you?
Yeah.
What does it say?
If you end your turn here, gain one sanity if it's below its starting value. Lose one sanity if it's above its starting value.
So what's your, is your sanity have the black arrow?
My sanity does not have.
So it. If it's above, you got to go down one level. If
I
it's below, you
it's
go.
Above.
Yeah, me too.
So spin it clockwise to go down a level.
Not good.
You keep it on the table, it's easier.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you just push down and spin. But what else? So that's the nursery's effect. Now you get to draw an omen card, right?
All
right.
Yeah. Book.
Ooh.
A diary or a lab notes, ancient script or modern ravings. Gain 2 knowledge now. Lose 2 knowledge if you lose the book. Make a haunt roll now.
Okay. So gain what it said to the game.
2 knowledge?
2 knowledge.
2? All right.
And now we have the most omens I've ever seen on the table.
8.
That's insane.
Dun dun dun.
Please roll.
Please roll.
10. God, and let's make this legendary.
Legendary.
I've been saying up until this point, I've been saying you're not. Let's roll the haunt. So now I'm trying to like trick the. We're not gonna roll the haunt. We're not gonna roll it. You've gotta be kidding! No way. Hold
we rolled
on,
exactly
you...
8. Exactly 8.
Oh my god.
Are you
this
kidding?
Is insane. We rolled exactly. We got 3 twos and 2 ones. That is 8.
Oh my god.
I hate everything.
So no haunt yet.
This better. Do you guys just want to do the star hunt? No, I'm kidding.
Let's just do the star hunt.
Cheat
no,
it and just.
Let's not do that. Because that's.
Game breaking glitch.
Let's go over to Connor.
Put me up that way.
Yep. Is it really?
There are 4 rooms in the roof.
Wow. So the roof is closed off entirely.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
why did I come up here?
That's kind of nice, though. Like,
it's not nice. The roof is
cozy.
Really cool, because you can get lots of items in the roof.
Oh, and now all of the cards that have roof on them are worthless.
Yes, because none of these cards had roof on them. They were all upper land,
oh,
or upper floor.
Oh, true, true.
The walls. This room is warm. Sorry.
I was uncomfortable.
That sounded really gross.
Sorry, I was yelling.
This room is warm.
Flesh-like walls pulse with a steady heartbeat. Your own heart beats with the rhythm of the house. You are drawn into the walls and emerge somewhere else. You must draw the next room tile and put it in the house. Put your explorer in that room. The spiral staircase. I'm going to place it... I'm going to place it right outside the... Oops. Right outside the charred room.
Cool.
So nice. Go ahead and move me into the spiral staircase.
Anything else, or
is there any special conditions for the spiral staircase? You must spend 2 spaces of movement to move to any landing. Oh, cool. But I had an event, so I can't do anything. So my turn's over.
Cool. Okay, I'll move another on the upper landing.
Please, hello, man.
Yep. We got servants' quarters.
That's got an omen.
I keep on bumping this house. It's so big.
Yes, it's huge.
It's really, really big. We gotta bring that closer to you. Yeah. Okay, Brandon, I'll take an omen card, please? You might want to reorganize your stuff to make it a little more friendly.
Yes, there are 9 omens on the table.
So I enter the servants' quarters and I find a girl. It's a companion. A girl trapped alone.
You find Caitlin.
You free her! I just freed Caitlin. I gain a knowledge and sanity.
In the servants' quarters.
That's why she FaceTimed. Help, I'm stuck.
In the servants' quarters. Save me.
Ooh, I'm rocking that 6 knowledge right now.
Wait, is there a hole in the floor of the servants' quarters?
No, it's a
picture.
Card.
So
there is a hole.
So I gained the sanity knowledge. I lose it if I lose the girl. The soulmate cannot be dropped, traded, or stolen. So she's just an extra card. Okay.
All right.
9 omens.
More than a 9. Oh my. He got a 9.
This is already the longest warp drive episode ever. Because hopefully we can get this under 90, because that's my cap, like, for anchors. So we have 15 minutes left to get the haunt right now.
Part 2, baby.
A 4-part series.
What a bonus episode.
Okay, I'm going.
What a bonus episode.
All right, so now that Connor screwed everything, I'm going to go back downstairs. And then cross the Widow's Walk and go here. Actually, I'll go here to save space.
It's an item room. Sewing.
Nice. Another item room and a dumbwaiter room. If you end your turn here, you may discard an item card to gain 1 physical trait. If it's below its starting value.
That's nice.
Ooh, I got the healing salve. A sticky paste in a shallow bowl. You can apply the healing salve to yourself or to another living explorer in the same room. If that explorer's might or speed is below its starting value, so I won't need to put it on myself for a while.
Oh yeah.
Raise one or both traits to its starting value. So once if I lose the amulet, that's going to be really helpful. Now I have 6 items and 1 omen. I'm going to keep going, and let's see. I moved 1, 2, 3. And then because that is no.
You don't think.
No, I'm going to go back to the basement, because that room has a dumbwaiter, so I'm going to enter the storm cellar again, where I just came out of, because that is a dumbwaiter, and I have the blueprint, which allows me to travel between dumbwaiters. So give me a basement tile.
There you go.
The research laboratory. That has an event.
Oh my god. More spooks!
Let's move that out of the way. So we can move the basement up here a little bit.
Oh, good stuff.
Just moving things around so we have room on the table.
We're running out of room.
The Misty Arch. That's going to be my rapper name, Misty Arch. Yeah. What's up? It's your boy, Misty Arch. An archway in the wall filled with colored mists. You may choose to walk through. Remove your figure from the house and roll 3 dice.
Do it.
I'm out of the house.
Do it. Roll 3 dice.
You've escaped.
I've escaped. I've escaped the nanny. That's one of the haunts. I got a 1. You are somehow changed.
What? No way!
No!
What just happened?
What? Jake just went back to the entrance hall and he flips his character card over, resetting all traits to their starting values.
No way!
I was overpowered, but now I'm just a stupid little professor.
Hey, guys. If we get the Amulet of the Ages off of Jake right now when the haunt starts, he's auto dead. Seriously, that's so good.
Yeah. Wait. I have the amulet. Does that move everything up, or do I have to stay at?
Yes. Move your stats up because of the amulet.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say if any of these help you right now, do them. But
wow!
You are now Professor Longfellow.
Okay. Let's see.
What a freaking event!
I've never seen that event before. That is insane.
That's. I hate it. I don't like it. Sam, I am. I want to die.
That is your turn. That's a killer turn.
I'm so upset.
What are your traits now?
I'm Professor Longfellow. I'm 57 years old. I like Gaelic music, drama, and fine wines. Ooh, the wine cellar's downstairs. I might go back there. I have 5 speed, 4 might, 4 sanity, and 6 knowledge.
Oh, that's fine. That's not bad at all.
I'm still upset because I had 7 sanity.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
And 5 might.
That's the coolest event I've ever seen.
It's very cool, but I'm upset about it.
All right. Brandon, your turn.
Oh, okay. I'm going to...
start the haunt, please.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
This has been fun.
Wait, have we almost gone through the Everyone's gone through the...
Dude, we've gone through like twice. Half the stack.
The upper is almost done.
Yeah.
All right, you land in the operating laboratory.
It's another event.
And that's an event.
Ooh, two labs in a row.
All right. What does it say?
Mutant house pet. A mewing from inside the wall is a cat. A second yowl. It erupts from the same spot in the wall. A different feline voice. Two cats? You hear only one scratching to get out. Two heads? You claw at the plaster to find out. You must attempt a speed roll of 4+. If you fail, take 1 point of physical damage from the pet's attack. If you succeed, gain 1 sanity and 1 speed.
Wait a minute.
So sorry, how much dice do you need?
4.
Is the cat attacking you?
I believe so. I'm not attacking the cat.
Let me see. Yeah. Sorry, I was zoning out. I was watching Jake. Oh, speed roll. Oh, 4 high. Okay, yeah. Let's do it. So that's your speed is 4, right?
Speed, yeah.
Once he does this, I have a question.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Brandon.
You got a 6. Oh, what's it
game
say?
Of high rolls.
You succeed. Yay. If you succeed, gain a sanity and gain a speed.
All wow. Right. Great card. Nice.
So, since I changed characters, I believe I get to remove my tokens from each of the room that say once per game if you end here.
Mm.
No, you don't think so?
Well, I know the tokens are double-sided with
they
each
are
character.
Double-sided, in fact, yes. So you think I keep them there?
No, you can take them back. If they're double-sided, so? I figured, yeah.
I feel like that's fair because you're a brand new character.
Yes, I am a brand new character, and I haven't gained anything from those.
No,
I have not
true.
Gained anything from
truth.
Those.
Fire truth.
Shout out to Fire Truth.
All right. No more shout outs. We got to finish this. Connor, your turn.
Shout
okay.
out to Zach.
I need
Bruce
to hurry and find
on Twitter.
A freaking
Please
omen.
Go follow him.
Wait, I'm going to use my spirit board and I'm going to look at this card. Okay, good. It's an omen. Before I move. Yeah, okay. That doesn't matter because the haunt hasn't started. Nothing important happens. It's the gallery. I gain an omen. If I choose to. I can choose to fall to the ballroom if it's in the house.
Ballroom, I think, is
interesting. Oh, I got the dog companion.
Well, ballroom's the only room we don't have yet.
Really?
No. I'm just kidding. There's lots of rooms left over. not lots of rooms left over.
I got the dog companion. This mangy dog seems friendly. At least you hope it is. I gain a might and I gain a sanity. That's the wrong way. And I gain a might.
That's a good card to get right
way.
Before the haunt.
What?
Right.
Which direction is this?
You clockwise is down, Connor.
Okay,
is
yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
So, lose 1 might and a sanity if I lose custody of the dog. Take a small monster token to represent the dog, put it in my room. Once during my turn, the dog can move to any unexplored room up to 6 spaces away using doors and stairs, and then return. It can pick up, carry, and or drop 1 item before it returns. The dog isn't slowed by opponents, it can't use one-way passages or rooms that require a roll, it can't carry items that slow movement. This omen can't be dropped, traded, or stolen. Make a haunt roll.
We have
a haunt!
5, 6.
We did it!
We have a haunt!
Although you still rolled 6. You
How
rolled
much
really
time
high.
Do we have? Yeah, 6. We have time to find out what the haunt is, who the traitor is, and then we'll have to cut out for now.
Okay. Let's see. What room are you in?
Dog in the gallery.
Gallery dog. Oh, that's going to be an...
Is that a star?
An early one. No. It is the dog in the gallery?
Yeah.
That is haunt number 19.
Okay.
That's an early haunt.
What is it the other book where we find out
yes.
which traitor? Okay, so haunt number 19.
Check the back of the Secrets of Survival and make sure that's not one of
it's
the
not
star
tomes. Those are all past the...
19 is one of the base game ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are not base game ones.
It would be Traitor's Tome, right?
Would it be in Traitor's... Oh, you're right. It is in Traitor's
Tome. So 19,
what's
the traitor?
So 19 would be left of the haunt revealer. So
I'm
Zach.
Zach. Yes.
Zach.
I love being the traitor. And what? Find out what the name of the haunt is.
The name of the haunt is... Drum roll, please. A Friend for the Ages.
Wow. Listen next time on The Warp Drive. I've been Zach. We've got...
Jake.
Brandon.
Connor.
And thanks for listening. Check out bonus episode 2 right after this.